Welcome back, everybody. Time check 10:37. Happy Thursday to all of you. Frank and Jill show. Jill Farmer, Frank Cusimano out on assignment covering the Cardinals down in spring training. He's on his way back to St. Louis. We'll be with us tomorrow. Randy Naughton sitting in the meantime. Thanks for all of your great comments coming in, great perspectives on the Royal Banks of Missouri text line. One person from the 314 talking about the spring break trip saying, I think the trips have gotten out of hand. Money, locations, too much permissiveness. And I'm a grandparent. When is this going to stop? Somebody else pointing out that in terms of city living, a lot of young people do live in the city before they have kids. But many, this is a 40-year-old from the 314, says many of my friends moved out of the city because the kids in schools issue. So when it comes to jobs and the job outlook, St. Louis has been doing pretty well in terms of hiring and all those kinds of things for the last several years. Most recently, though, the headlines have changed a bit. Lots of federal jobs being cut here. We're also hearing word of places like Edward Jones making major cuts yesterday in its headquarters, potentially coming. The universities have all announced that due to potential research grants getting cut back, that there will be layoffs there as well. And all of that can be unsettling for people in the workplace, for those of us who have friends and family who might be impacted. So Dr. Aaron Joy, PhD, she has a business psychology degree. She's an adjunct professor at the Olin School of Business for WashU. She's also, for the better part of a decade and a half, been helping entrepreneurs in St. Louis launch successful businesses. So we reached out to her to talk a little bit about this whole idea of workplace uncertainty at a time when we start to see layoffs. And Aaron, thanks so much for joining us today. I think this is a good conversation our listeners will like a lot.
It's an honor to be with you.
Because I think whether you think the downsizing, the federal cutbacks are a good idea, or you think that it is good for companies to be right-sizing after lots of hiring that's been happening, wherever you are on that spectrum, it does have a real impact on people when the job and the paycheck they've been used to goes away.
It absolutely does. I mean, there's the emotional impact of losing a job and the stress, the anxiety, potentially the depression that losing your job, especially if it's a job that you love, can create in your life. And that can ripple out into your relationships, your health, your well-being, just a wide variety of factors.
I know somebody who was recently let go from a corporate job, and I also know of other corporations who do their annual first quarter cuts just to kind of slash headcount. Do most of these companies provide a cushion for a lot of these people to kind of get back on their feet, severance, continuing health care, or are most of these that you're seeing cut off cold turkey?
I think it depends on the size of the company. A lot of larger companies have the budgets to provide a severance. I think in the current economic conditions, those are going to be smaller than we've seen in the past. Small businesses can't really afford a severance, and they're making layoffs because they can't afford to continue to pay their employees. So it really depends on the size of company that the employee may be working for.
So, Aaron, if you're just tuning in, Dr. Aaron Joy is a PhD. She has a degree in business psychology and helps business owners and businesses launch and stay successful as well. And we're talking about what happens if you're finding yourself or somebody you know or care about, whether it's a friend, a neighbor, a family member, who might be impacted by either the federal layoffs or other layoffs that are happening residually as well. So if I am somebody that is uncertain or facing the possibility of losing my job, Aaron, is there anything I can do to help my emotional well-being as well as practically that I can do to help make a transition like this less traumatic?
Absolutely. I think first and foremost, this is true whether we're in a transition like this or not. We have to focus on what we can control. And we can control our networking, we can control our upskilling, we can control staying connected to our colleagues or the industry that we're in and really advancing our careers. So we have to focus on the things that we can do something about, including our mindset and our well-being, our physical movement, you know, getting enough sleep, being in connection with loved ones and folks who we can share about our journey with. That makes a huge difference in being able to carry a heavy load. And job uncertainty creates a heavy load.
Dr. Joy, I know somebody personally who lost their pretty high-paying corporate job not too long ago, in fact, right before Christmas, which in and of itself is an emotional blow, of course. And, you know, there's that whole rah-rah, oh, when one door closes, another one opens. You can do it. You're talented. You'll get another one. What advice, I mean, is that good advice to give somebody like this who, frankly, doesn't want to hear it because they're devastated? Is that good advice for somebody to follow? You know, if you dedicate 2-3 hours to scouring job career opportunities a day, is that good to dedicate that or step away from it for a while, reset your brain, and then go after it?
I love your idea there. And I would say it's a combination of both. I mean, certainly taking a step back to pause and reflect, especially if you're in midlife, which is a stage of life where we should be looking at our life and our career and how we got where we are today. And is that the path that we want to stay on? And then from there, when we gain that clarity, which is a great thing to process out and talk about with our loved ones and talk about with a good friend who's safe and who we can think critically with by our side, then we want to get in action. It's action that produces results. Whether it's looking for a job or launching a business or growing a business, we have to take action. And so putting yourself on a plan to take action every day to build that, you know, build up the opportunities is ideal. It's hard work. It's hard work to run a business. It's hard to work to find a new job and to find one that you are going to enjoy. So you've got to be well enough to go get after it.
If I have a spouse or neighbor or other family member or somebody in my life who is facing some form of a job change or job transition, and by the way, you mentioned it earlier, but it is considered by psychologists one of the biggest life transitions we can go through as well. If I know somebody who's close to me who's facing something like this, what can I do to support them and I help be a positive force at a very tough time?
I think first and foremost, talking with them to remove the stigma related to losing their job, because it's not their fault if they got, you know, whacked in governmental layoffs. I mean, it has nothing to do with them. So how can you help them normalize the experience and kind of process it through themselves and, you know, sharing your own experience of change and change that was maybe against your own will or what you wanted to have happen? And then, of course, you know, just going out for coffee and going for a walk and, you know, not forgetting about them and keeping them close would be very supportive for sure.
Yeah, because you do want to keep your eye on folks because it can be traumatic enough and you want to make sure that you're doing what you can to support them as well.
Absolutely. And I'll just add one last thing, which would be to be careful about using destructive coping mechanisms, which is so easy to do when we're going through such a stressful time. You know, rather than reaching for, you know, alcohol or food, perhaps you can reach for just standing in the sunlight for 5 minutes a day. Anything that you can do to boost your well-being rather than tear it down is going to put you in a better and more attractive position to future employers.
This is great. And Dr. Erin Joy, you actually have a webinar coming up to help support entrepreneurs in times like this. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. My area of expertise is around the relationship between well-being and success for entrepreneurs. And today, in about 15 minutes at 11 a.m., I'm hosting a large national webinar on the secrets to a successful business and happy life for women entrepreneurs in today's world. You can learn about it at erinjoy.com/webinar.
Dr. Erin Joy, right here in St. Louis, doing good work for people in our area as well as all over the country. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.